Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Guest line, welcome in the great Eric West. Eric is a phenomenal player. We're going to get up to date on whether I want to call him a professional golfer. I want to say maybe the last time we talked he might still have his amateur status. We'll get an answer there. But he's not only a great player, he's played in PGA Tour events. He played the Bermuda Championship last year. Has played in a Korn Ferry Tour event. Qualified once again for next week's Bermuda Championship at Port Royal. Eric, congratulations. Thanks for taking some time to join us again.
Hey, Will. Hey, Charlie. How's it going?
Doing very well.
Thanks for having me on.
Eric, first question. Have you kept your amateur status, or are you officially a pro?
No, I'm still an amateur. The pro game left me behind a long time ago, and so I'm just trying to compete as an amateur and see how I do.
Qualifying for the Bermuda Championship for the second year in a row, how was the qualifier? How were the nerves? What did it take to get through?
Well, this year I was playing a lot better going into the qualifier, but invariably the weather, is something you can't control, and it was raining sideways, windy, and actually played really difficultly, and I put together a good round on the second day of the qualifier to qualify. I ended up getting through by 2 shots, but it was a little scary there for a little while. But, pulled it together, and here we are.
Charlie Epps here, and congratulations, and you continue, working your dream. But whose business is doing better, your wife's or yours?
If you ask her, she would tell you it was mine, but the truth is that it's hers. So we're talking about it yesterday. We landed into Bermuda late last night, to start the prep down here. And we were talking about, just the golf company and how difficult it is to keep launching new products and, just sort of the challenges. Some of the challenges that I've been having getting the company off the ground.
Well, when I told my wife that you were coming back on the show from last year, and she says, mm-hmm. "Who?" And I said, "The one that has the wife that sent you the pretty hat." She says, "Will she do that again?" No.
We can for sure do.
So congratulations to your wife, but and also your. The way you remain an amateur still, and you get to play it in the Bermuda tournament, and that does that help your business of really selling golf clubs?
Yeah, I think one thing it really did do last year was because I played the equipment, and some other players started playing the equipment because I played with them either in practice rounds or during the tournament. I was able to get a manufacturer's credential for the PGA Tour. So I'm an official manufacturer on the PGA Tour now. And I'm also playing the clubs and a couple other guys are playing the clubs too. So I've been able to go to a few events on the regular season, schedule and, try to promote my brand on the tour, which is, garnering me some really good feedback, some tough feedback in some cases too, about, just what they're looking for, what kind of changes we had to make. And that's influenced my, my next product cycle that we'll be launching in 2025.
Well, we just had a listener send us a question and really boil down to how important is the shaft in a golf club? How uh-huh. important is a shaft and a driver?
Yep. That's a question for me?
Yes.
Yeah. It's funny that you asked that because I think the big innovation right now is the shaft. And in my set right now, I've got Project X 6.5 shaft in my wedge 9-iron. Then I switched to a LA Golf shaft, the Bryson shafts that are one length in my 8, 7, and 5-iron. I have a steel fiber 95-gram stiff shaft in my 6-iron. I go back to Project X in my 4-iron, and then I switch over to the Diamana whiteboard in my 5-wood, 3-wood driver. And I've got a TPT shaft in my putter.
So I
really think that if you treated each club like a driver fitting, so everyone knows you go into a simulator these days with all the tech, and you do a driver fitting, takes you a long time to find out which, you know, head weight, what loft, what lie you need, what shaft, grip, etc. Really, you should be doing that for every club in your bag. And I started doing that after last year's tournament and kind of before the Korn Ferry event last year in January. And I started to find out that I needed lighter shafts and my longer irons that were a little weaker, but they were tipped, so they would kick the ball a little lower. And I've actually gained a lot of distance doing that. Like, my 7-iron goes about 180 to 185 now. My 6-iron is about 205. And my 4-iron is about 225. So it, I got a lot of distance from doing that. My driver, I cut it down to 44 inches, made it a lot lighter, added some loft. Now the ball goes a lot straighter. And we can only do this because of the shafts. I couldn't play around with the flexibility or weight in the shaft if it was steel. So I would encourage everyone to go out and just say, hey, look, to whatever fitter you have at your disposal, what are the newest shafts? You know, don't think because you had a 125-gram shaft in your irons before that you need to stay there. I would, you know, fool around with the 80-gram iron shafts, you know, 95-gram, 110-gram, and just see what kind of ball flight it produces for you.
Eric, once again, you know, you told us last year when you came on the show that obviously the goal was to qualify for some PGA Tour events and some Korn Ferry Tour events. But as you mentioned, you're now a credentialed club manufacturer inside the ropes, and I know that was a big goal of yours. And at what did you say that you needed to qualify for 3 PGA Tour or Korn Ferry Tour events, and you would be given that credential? Was that accurate?
I think the clubs, so not necessarily only played by me, but just played by anyone, had to make something like 7 starts on any tour. So it could be the Senior Tour, could be the PGA Tour, or the Korn Ferry Tour. And at the time of credentialing, which happens, you know, somewhere around, you know, in the middle of the winter, they start asking, hey, you know, who wants to apply for a credential for the new season? And I think I had just enough clubs making starts to get that, and they granted me the credential, and so I had it for the season, and now we have, you know, more starts than we probably need, so I'm hoping that I'll get re-credentialed for 2025 also.
I know you spend, you know, some time during the year in Florida, but how familiar are you with Port Royal? And how often do you get to play this golf course as someone that, you know, resides in Bermuda for at least a portion of the year?
Yeah, well, I've been playing Port Royal since I was, you know, 3 or 4 years old. It used to be a different golf course. You know, I'm not sure if Charlie would have played it in the Bermuda Open back in the day. It was a big event back in the 70s and 80s that used to grant an exemption into the Masters.
Did you ever play
that,
Charlie?
If you look at the Bermuda Open winners, you've got Billy Andre on there, and you know, lots of names that are, you know, that we would all recall.
Yes, I never had a chance to play in it, it's really, really neat what you've done as a youngster, and you had such success, and you never really went professional. I don't understand that.
Well, I played as a pro from 2006 to 2013, and then, you know, faced with going back to Q school or going back to school. I just chose to go back to school. I got my master's and PhD pretty much in the time from 2014 to 2021. And I didn't play any golf at all. And I only started playing golf again really to start doing the R&D on my golf clubs. And I got this great new kind of like a launch monitor just for putting called the Capto. And it takes a 3D analysis of your stroke. And it also counts how many putts you're hitting. And so I'm testing a new head. And, I was hitting a lot of putts, I figured. But one session in one day, I hit something like almost 1,200 putts.
1,200?
Which I never really did when I was a player. And so I'm practicing a lot more. I guess you could call it practicing. I call it testing. But I guess you're hitting so many putts and chips and iron shots that with a lot more intention than I would if I was just playing. And so my game got a lot better, a lot more quickly than I think it would have had I just been, playing. But obviously playing as an amateur is much different. I'm not trying to, I'm not entering the tournament thinking I have to make the cut to put food on the table like I used to think. And so I'm trying to compete. I'm trying to make the cut. But I'm doing it, with a full-time job, with different kinds of support. I don't have any sponsors that will, get angry with me if I miss a cut. So it's a little different.
Eric, last question for you here. I know last year when you played in the Bermuda Championship, Paradise Golf had a presence at the tournament. How will you mm-hmm. balance that presence with going about your preparation for next week?
I think it's tough. I think for anybody that has started a small business, it's all on you whether it succeeds or fails. And I played really poorly last year, and I felt like I didn't represent my brand very well. And I feel like I represented myself just through being a good sport, I guess, about it. But it is tough when you're hitting an iron shot that. An iron that you created, and in some ways people correlate the bad iron shot to the club not performing. And so the clubs do perform really, really well. I just need to play better to, give the equipment more credibility. And I'm hoping to do that this year.
ParadiseGolf.co is where you can find Eric West's phenomenal clubs and wedges and putters. Eric, anything our listener needs to know about any new releases or any new equipment that Paradise is going to release here over the next few months? Anything in the works?
Yeah, I'm not calling it a relaunch, but I've really gone back to the drawing board and tried to make the wedges a lot more forgiving while also being forged and milled. I think the wedges were a little hard to hit, and so we're relaunching the wedges. We're going to relaunch the putters in the spring and make those a little more forgiving also. And I'm launching a caddy back in the spring too after some feedback around people not wanting to play the blades, but I've got the 5-iron of the new set in the bag for this week for the tournament, and so I'll post on social media what that looks like and how that performs.
Awesome. We'll make sure to share and stay in touch with that. Eric, we appreciate your time. Play well next week at the Bermuda Championship. Keep up the great work as far as Paradise Golf is concerned.
Good luck to you,
Eric. I appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Will. I appreciate it.
That is Eric West. Once again, he'll be playing in the Bermuda Championship next week, which we can watch on Golf Channel there at Port Royal. We got to take a quick break. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity. Back after this.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.